Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board as our guest today, as once again we face the issues. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number to call in is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion as we speak on the issue today, the death of a nation or the death of freedom. America is a free nation, but are we watching the demise of freedom in America today? I know that sounds heavy. I know that sounds negative. But ladies and gentlemen, we must face the reality of the issue that we're faced with in America today. And as we face that issue, we do so, ladies and gentlemen, based on the authority of Scripture. You see, I'm of the opinion, based on the Word of God, the inspired, infallible, inner Word of God, I'm of the opinion that it's our responsibility as Christians to be the watchman on the wall, to warn of danger coming, to be responsible for warning of that which we see taking place. And may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it's coming fast and furious, if I can use that term. We're watching the decline of the Constitutional Republic. We're watching the demise of our liberties and our freedoms in America. It should cause every Christian to wake up, sit up, stand up, be heard, be seen, and cease the silence in the face of the enemy that we're faced with. We're watching a demonic enemy operative through the hearts and the minds and the lives of Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the socialist Marxist Democrats in Washington that's out to tear down and destroy what God has so wonderfully done in the support and the buildup and the protection of our nation for all of these years. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of truth. The Word of God is truth. Jesus says to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's what Jesus said to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32. And then Jesus declares, I am truth in John 14, 6. Then he further makes the declaratory statement in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I do each and every broadcast, I admonish us to simply stick to the Word of God. What does the Scripture say? We ought not to base our decision, we ought not to base our answer in relationship to issues on some political, ideological bent or denominational dogma with its rites and rituals and rules and regulations. We ought not to base it on simply an opinion. We need to base it on truth. Jesus says, I am truth. It was George Orwell many years ago that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I believe we're seeing that. We're watching it unfurl on the screen of society in America today, and yea, around the globe. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made this statement. I believe this statement should be listened to, adhered to, and followed by every believer today. Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And I believe that's what eventually we'll see that we'll be called upon to do as Christians in particular in the world in which we're living, even before the rapture of the church. Yes, the rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. Following the rapture of the church is 7 years of ruin that is called the 7 years of tribulation in the Word of God, where there will be death, destruction, and dearth at the hands of the Antichrist, the dictatorship, dictator leader that will be on the face of the globe. And may I simply tuck in this little thought? I believe we are watching the precursor to the preparation of the world for the dictator, the Antichrist, the lawless one, he is called in the Scripture, the man of sin, he's called in the Scripture. I believe we're watching the precursor, the stage being set, the foreshadowing of that which shall take place during that day. But fortunately, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tuck this in as a thought. If you're saved, you won't be here during the days of the tribulation. Contrarywise, we have a lot of folks that are saying that the Christians will go through the tribulation, partway through the tribulation. But I'm here to tell you, based on the authority of the Word of God taken in context, we'll be suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world, raptured out of this world, and we'll be singing around the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Revelation 4 and 5. We'll be singing that song, "Worthy is the Lamb." So I encourage you, if you're saved, to recognize what is happening today with the Black Lives Matter, with Antifa, and with the unthreading of society, the destruction of the foundation. And Psalms 11:3 is very clear. What can the righteous do if the foundations be destroyed? Or if the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do is the actual text. May I remind us, we need to be concerned. We need to be prayed up, studied up, looking up, ready to be lifted up, because that is on the calendar of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full hurricane preparedness equipment line like the Honda generators. They have a full knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about landscape power equipment, as well as power backup equipment for the hurricane season. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. The benchmark, the place to look for to find Tools for Time, is the gigantic U.S. flag flowing about 165 foot above ground level. It is right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find the flag. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. There's an article that says, Minneapolis Police Department says 14 officers quit today and 46 are taking early retirement. The words before they left were, "You're on your own," end quote. And I understand in New York City, some 600 police officers have notified their superiors that they will be retiring early, or several of them just simply quitting. Ladies and gentlemen, what's bringing that about? What is the cause of it? We might sing the song, "God Bless America." We might sing that we're in the land of the free and the home of the brave. But ladies and gentlemen, wait just a minute. Is America still free? Are we still a nation of free people? Are we in the grips of the socialist, Marxist, anarchist that are holding America at bay today? Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, in 2 Timothy 3:1, the Bible warns us that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Perilous times. And we can, without doing a disservice to the Scripture, perilous times have come. We have them today. We're watching them today, the perilous times. That word perilous means dark, deadly, devastating, difficult, dangerous. And we see that happening. And we must be reminded, ladies and gentlemen, that in Matthew 24, the Bible says that in the last days, nation shall rise against nation. The word nation is the Greek word ethnos. We get our word ethnicity. We're watching an ethnic war taking place on a global basis. And in particular, we're concerned about what we see happening in America today. And it's called racism. And it is a term that is being used. And as I've said many times before, when an individual does not have the intellectual ability to discuss and debate and dialogue on an issue, then the point is dropped to simply, well, you're just a racist or racism. And that's the term that's being used today because it's supposed to be one that once you say you're a racist, you're supposed to cease and desist and stop any further communication, dialogue, or discussion. It is the position that many are taking today, and it started as a result of a man being wrongly killed. I don't think there's anybody in America that will disavow, deny, or reject that statement. George Floyd's life was taken. But ladies and gentlemen, that's what we have the jurisprudence system for in America. That's what we have the judicial system for. And we need to watch and see what the courts will do with it and allow that to be the final arbiter of what took place on that day. But nevertheless, that's being used as the irrational reason for the destruction of America by rioting and pillaging and vandalism and theft and murder and the burning of properties across America by Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, the primary focus is on Black Lives Matter. It is the term that is being used today by an organization that's simply an anarchist, Hitler-style organization. Now, there are some that would counter that. If you want to counter that, I'd love to have dialogue and discussion with you on it. If you feel that you have evidence otherwise that you can validate or invalidate what I'm saying, you do so. The telephone number is 831-0917. In fact, in the book of Judges, it warns us that, as in the days with Israel, that every man did that which was right in his own eyes is basically the theme and the thought in the book of Judges. And you'll find, ladies and gentlemen, that over and over and over in the Judges text, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, evil in the sight of the Lord. It's stated over and over and over in the third chapter in the seventh verse then, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And then further throughout the text in chapter 4 and in verse 1, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And that is the resounding statement in the book of Judges. And that's what we see taking place today, is that evil is being perpetrated under the guise and the auspices of Black Lives Matter. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just tuck this in as a little parenthetical footnote to what I just said. If Black Lives really mattered, then they would be standing guard at the murder centers called abortion sites in most of your communities that are ill-equipped to defend themselves. In most of the communities that are the black communities. And if Black Lives really mattered, the Black Lives Matter advocates would be there to prevent the murder by way of abortion. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching this unfurl before our eyes. Here's an article that says socialism, globalism, and robbery capitalism. The new left tyranny shows how the neo-Marxist, the new left turned their back on historical Western principles and became a destructive authoritarian force by systematically attacking traditional values and including hateful identity politics and abandoning the working class. They created a dysfunctional society characterized by societal anarchy, selfishness, and a lack of personal responsibility. The new left, with its inbred Marxist Workers Unite internationalist attitude, insanely pushed heavily in the support of globalism. Further in the article, under socialism false flag of protecting the worker, the globalist society, socialist structure is achieving the globalist robbery of the capitalistic goal. The people naively believe that they're on the way to prosperity while being robbed from it by their own socialist capitalist leaders who control them. It is the neo-Marxist ideological environment that we see in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we see taking place. And I don't know about you, but I'm concerned about it, because when this takes place, when it is fully embraced and fully put in place, anything called Christianity, anything called church, anything called the gospel of Jesus Christ, anything called having the freedom of religion, the freedom of worship, will be absolutely gone. It will be destroyed, eviscerated. And so I challenge you as Christians to recognize that that's where we're headed. There's some of these folks in the Black Lives Matter movement. It's simply no more than the Malcolm X, the Black Panthers approach, with the fist held high in the sky, indicating power and subjection. And the whole focus today through Black Lives Matter is to focus everyone to be in subjugation to and to submit to their authoritarian rule and de facto demands for Americans today. To the point even, and we'll talk about it further in the broadcast, but to the point even of wanting to eviscerate law enforcement, to destroy law enforcement and judicial system, to close down police departments, to defund the police departments. Have you thought, could you think of anything that's any more ludicrous in a society than to have no law enforcement? Ladies and gentlemen, listen, God created the home, he created government, and he created the church, and he did so in that order. God's ideal is for society to be operative under the authority of God, but it's placed government, that is, if you would include in government police power, police authority, law enforcement, the judicial system, and it is. He placed them, that in the position, ladies and gentlemen, of being his servants to carry out God's order in society. And without a law enforcement, without police enforcement, without the police department, we'd be a nation of chaos and total in your face. If you want to see what that's like, look at North Korea. Look at Venezuela. Look at what's happening in China. They have what they call law enforcement, yes, but it's the Gestapo type. It is the Nazi style that you can't move without the anarchist, total dominating threat to be over you with what you need to do, can say or do. In fact, here's an article that every human being should read. Black pastor warns Black Lives Matter is a lie. Now, it's about a five-page article. Permit me to read about three brief paragraphs. Whatever legitimacy the Black Lives Matter movement may have lost in its funding from the George Soros, Mr. Soros is the major financial source responsible for funding the leftist movement in America. These left-wing groups supported by Soros have one thing in common: to transform America. Where did you hear that term first? Barack Hussein Obama, our socialist, Marxist, Islamic president of the past, that said that he would literally transform America. And that's exactly what he sowed the seed for. And we're reaping the harvest today, ladies and gentlemen, of what Barack Hussein Obama planted in his 8 years administration. This article goes on to say, groups like Acorn and Occupy Wall Street are a disruptive influence in our culture and seek to divide and transform our society in a Marxist design. Linked to this disruptive scheme is Black Lives Matter through Soros funds and support. George Soros funding a Black Lives Matter movement is part of an integration into a tapestry of organizations used to disrupt and weaken our society and to engineer a socialistic transformation of America. This article goes on to say, there's been a focused strategy by the Communist Party to use the black community and the poor as a battering ram against the system for the purpose of fundamentally changing America into a leftist utopian society. The article further states, this disruptive strategy is precisely the predominant influence manifesting itself in Black Lives Matter, the movement that's going across America. Black Lives Matter is being aggressively manipulated by the left with funds from Soros in order to force a radical change in how local policing is done in the United States of America. This evil manipulation of black and poor communities is a common strategy that's been used successfully in the 70s, in the 80s, and the 90s to advance their ultimate goal of fundamentally transforming America into a Marxist society, end quote. That's coming from a black pastor. The words couldn't have been more correct or better spoken, as I see it, as to the real thing that's taking place in America. Perhaps you ask the question, why should a preacher be concerned? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm watching, we're witnessing the hearts and the minds of people being swayed by the term racist and racism. That is the mantra that is being used to bring about what one called a number of years ago white guilt. White guilt. As a result of that, as you look at the mobs, you look at the terrorist mobs that are on the streets, you'll find the overwhelming majority of those, the millennial whites, men and women, out with the signs Black Lives Matter, with the fist held high in the sky, indicating solidarity with the power movement of Malcolm X and the Black Lives Matter anarchists. It is because of that, ladies and gentlemen, that we find today every major, major corporate entity in America, including Chick-fil-A and others, that are funding Black Lives Matter, that are bowing and licking the boots of Black Lives Matter anarchist Marxist approach to destroy freedom in America. Now, perhaps you say, what can we do? How should we respond? We should stand up against it. We should be visible, vocal, valiant, and taking the stand, even if we have to stand as an individual alone. We need to defend the truth alone, even if it means standing alone. And yet, somehow, some way, we find across our nation more and more of the pastors are embracing it with the social justice mantra, including the head of the Southern Baptist Convention. We are saddened to see that take place, ladies and gentlemen, but we find those in high positions of spiritual leadership that are saying we need to embrace Black Lives Matter, hold their hands up, and assist them with what they're doing. And they're doing that, ladies and gentlemen, I believe out of sheer ignorance, stupefaction of the society that believes that somehow, some way, we need to bow and say, I'm not a racist. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we ought not to have to say I'm not a racist. We ought not to have to even defend our positions if we're defending our position based on the authority of truth, if we're defending our position based on the authority of the principles and the practices from the Word of God. We need to recognize the dangers. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen. Black sheriff says, if Black Lives Matter, they'd protest at abortion clinics. Everybody knows the name, Sheriff David Clark from Milwaukee. And Sheriff Clark said this. He tweeted, he sent the sent by Sheriff Clark, as a black man myself, was sent to Mitch Smith, journalist in the Chicago Bureau of the New York Times, and read, if only these false protesters were asked by the media about all the black-on-black killings of black babies aborted in the U.S. each year. He continued, when I hear these things that Black Lives Matter, the only people who really believe that statement are American police officers who go into American ghettos every day to keep people from killing each other. All right. So, yes, I did say that, and I meant it. Look at the abortions. If black lives really mattered, if they really cared, they'd be where the outrage would be, where we should see the protest outside of the abortion clinics. And he goes on with several pages in relationship to his outrage at calling it Black Lives Matter. And that is not the case. Ladies and gentlemen, every life matters. Blue lives matter. In fact, recently, Chick-fil-A apologized to Black Lives Matter. Chick-fil-A, Christian organization, apologized to Black Lives Matter because one of their workers was wearing a blue shirt that said Chick-fil-A on the back of it, Chick-fil-A, and then under that it said Blue Lives Matter. And that shirt had been worn by the Chick-fil-A employees for over 5 years. And now all of a sudden it is empirical evidence of racism. And so rather than standing up as a Christian organization, rather than defending the right of free speech, rather than defending the principles of liberties in America, Chick-fil-A's executives apologized to Black Lives Matter. And ladies and gentlemen, you can't apologize enough. Once there's an apology, they want more. Once there's an apology, they force you to go further. And if there's nothing wrong with Blue Lives Matter, Brown Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, babies' lives matter, police officers' lives matter, because we're created in the image of God. And so every life matters. So we ought to get bent out of shape, if you can, I can put it in the vernacular in that fashion. It's not a matter of, well, I'm saddened that I was angry. Well, we need to have righteous indignation, holy anger, when we see these things taking place. And especially as Christians, we ought to recognize the danger that's looming ahead of us. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, in Matthew the 12th chapter and in the 25th verse, says, a house divided cannot stand. A nation divided cannot stand. And so if you're concerned about our homes, if you're concerned about our nation, we're going to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. We're going to take a position that is biblical. We're going to take a position that honors God, and saying that Black Lives Matter is a renegade, radical, anarchist, Stalinist, socialist, Marxist organization. It's as simple as that. Nigel Farage, F-A-R-A-G-E. Most of us know that name. I believe it's pronounced Farage, Nigel Farage, from England, says this: Black Lives Matter is a dangerous Marxist organization. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage shed some much-needed light on the Black Lives Matter Foundation, declaring it to be a dangerous Marxist organization that is bent on overturning society as we know it. He said he was utterly appalled by the violence and civil unrest across the United Kingdom over the weekend. The tearing down of the Edward Colston statue in Bristol for the second day in a row. Winston Churchill's statue in Parliament Square was defaced. A mob around the statue screaming, Churchill was a racist, a racist. Number of months back when I did a broadcast very similar to this and touched on Black Lives Matter, a black pastor called after the broadcast and said, you're just a racist. I said, how do you say that? He said, Black Lives Matter, you were demeaning them. I said, it's because the fact is, as I have stated it without any equivocation, they're socialist, Marxist, Stalin-type organization. And all he could say is, you're a racist. I said, sir, it's evident. You don't have enough intellectual ability to defend your statement or to defend the organization that you're standing up for. You're defaulting to the term racist. And that's what Nigel Farage is talking about here in this article. Farage also scorned the BBC for portraying the Black Lives Matter as a peaceful and wonderful organization, end quote, in spite of its hand in multiple violence and ugly protests, over 50 Metropolitan Police officers injured, some of them seriously, he says in this article. This Black Lives Matter movement is dangerous. It's a Marxist organization bent on anarchy, and we need to wake up and get some facts into our heads and understand what we're fighting in the UK and in America. The main agenda of this movement, he contends, is the defunding of police force. That's right. They want to effectively close down the established police force in the United States of America. And that's what the key activists in this country want as well. They're aiming at a radical redistribution of wealth. They're hinting at asset taking by the private companies and putting it into the hands of the workers. I mean, look, this is a little bit like the 1917 Lenin Manifesto, which saw the communist revolution in Russia. And it went on. That's the kind of thing that we're dealing with here. And it's very heavily funded. They're not short of money. He went on to continue, alleging the big backers like George Soros have helped bankroll the group and their anarchist activities. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to wake up, sit up, and understand what is taking place in our nation. I'm concerned. And I believe the only hope that we have is to recognize the scripture says that we need to come back to God. We need to seek his face, confess our sins, turn from our wicked ways, and ask him to heal our land. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 hour, 1 minute break at the top of the hour for our news after the 1 minute break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial as we continue today on Let's Face the Issues. We're talking about the death of freedom, the death of a nation. How should we respond as Christians?
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.